there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Part of our big NFL preview night tonight. Oh, two of our bold predictions we had. Who's going to have the best record in the AFC? I told it's going to be the Browns. Mike Harmon went with the Ravens.
Yes.
MVP in the NFL this year, for many reasons. I gave you Dak Prescott. Mike Harmon gave you Zach Wilson. Mike Harmon gave you, of course, Josh Allen.
Well, you know I wanted to, but there's no value in there. Right?
No, it's yeah.
It's him, it's Stafford, it's the usual suspects for folks. No. Yeah. So we got to go a little deeper. And we got the two sentimental guys. Russell, because it hasn't happened, which means if he's still rolling in the second half like he did a year ago, people will get on board. Your guy, because of Hard Knocks and how much McCarthy evidently loves Ben DiNucci, that'll get more love for your guy, Dak Prescott, coming out of the difficult year and all the trials and tribulations. I mean, they got lots of footage of him rehabbing his ankle and shoulder that they'll be able to push throughout the rest of the year.
But who doesn't love Ben DiNucci? I mean, really, I mean, his name just rolls off the tongue. Oh, Ben DiNucci touchdown. I mean, it does. Dak Prescott touchdown.
If we can bring in a guy that's the way he's going to announce it.
Benvenucci touchdown. I mean, it sounds great. It's a fun name to say.
It's too bad we can't.
Francisco. That's fun to say. Francisco.
Is there any way that we can go back and find a way to do the AI like they do for different actors or whatever and get the great Al Molinaro's voice, you know, Al Del Vecchio from Happy Days, and maybe he says Ben DiNucci? And then goes,
Ben DiNucci,
There you go.
But coming off of this weekend in college football, we've had a couple of days to look back at week one, have the overreaction. Is it not an overreaction? But what we saw over the course of the past few days, and really Saturday and Sunday, is that there is only one thing I need to say that will make everybody nod their head and go, yes, this is why we need an expanded college football playoff, right? It's got nothing to do with, oh, here's a team that should have a chance. No. This is all you need to know. What did we see this weekend? Alabama looks great. And we just got to hope that at some point, can somebody beat them? Alabama's going to go to the playoff. The next best team was Ohio State. They looked really good too, right? Georgia wins. Oklahoma wins, right? This kills college football when every year it's the same teams that we're talking about going to the playoff. They expanded the playoff to four teams to get more teams involved, but these are the teams who go every single year. And college football isn't served best when there is a dynasty. It's very difficult. All right. In the 7 years of the playoff, there have been 28 spots, right? 4 years, four spots a year, right? So 28 spots total in the last 7 years of the playoffs. Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, and Oklahoma have taken 20 of those spots. 20 of those spots in the last 7 years. So that means in 7 years, there have been 8 spots for the playoff that have not gone to Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, or Oklahoma. I mean, how do you build interest? How do you build, hey, this part of the country is so into that? You can't. All right? College football is so regionalized that you need to be able to find a way to build interest across the country. And when – let's just take the West Coast for a second with UCLA and USC. Do they walk around thinking, hey, we're going to the college football playoff? No, they're thinking, boy, we got to go undefeated. We got to hope that somebody likes us because we're not going to get the benefit of the doubt because teams like Alabama and Ohio State and Clemson and Oklahoma, they're all going to get the benefit of the doubt. And they're going to be the teams that go because that's where the attention is. That kills college football. That is what is killing the sport because it's when you already know three of the four spots before you kick off the one game. How do you build? How do you build momentum? How do you build interest? This is why the college football season needs more teams in it because let's just say, all right, we're going to see these teams in it. Fine, I get it. I understand. We're going to see these four teams in it every year. But think of the excitement because it's going to be teams like Penn State and Oregon and USC and UCLA and Iowa State and Cincinnati and Texas A&M, all these who are trying to get into that other four spots or other six spots, whatever it winds up being. How much more exciting is that when you're talking about more teams available for more playoff spots? I mean, just think about it. Think about how backwards college football is compared to the rest of the world, right? Major League Baseball used to run, when baseball first started, they had an American League and a National League. And if you finished with the best record in the American League, you won the pennant, National League pennant, and you played in the World Series. That's it. There was no, hey, we had the wild cards, we had the, no. And what happened? Over time, all sports, but especially baseball, realized that more teams in the playoffs meant more interest, more money, more everything, right? So everybody's adding playoff teams. The NFL is adding playoff teams. College football says, we'll go from not really having one to having two teams. We'll go to four teams. That's not enough. And as we can see, because it's not like you're turning over new teams every single year, you are seeing the same teams. So now think about a playoff which is going to involve Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, and Oklahoma, but then also involves Notre Dame and Penn State and Oregon and Florida and USC and Texas and UCLA. How much more interesting is that? How much more across the country is it, oh my God, what, this team's going to get in, they're going to get in, it just makes it more exciting. It's more money for college. It's more money. It solves all the problems. College football's been backwards for so long. But that's the only argument I really need. Why do you need an expanded playoff? Because how boring of a season is it going to be where every week it's about Georgia wins again, Ohio State wins again, Georgia's going to play Alabama in the SEC title game, and whoever loses, it doesn't matter. They're both still making it into the playoff because they're both – really, there's no excitement. There's no excitement there. You need these teams to lose and lose a couple of times to have a general sense of global, hey, I want to see what happens here in college football. That's why we need more teams in the playoff, because this is the way it is, right? Like I said, 7 years now, and it's been four teams taking 20 out of the 28 slots. It's why we need an expanded playoff.
In the end, it's all about eyeballs and revenue. How do we – I mean, we're already talking about the opening up the ad sales for the next Super Bowl on Fox, so the one after this. And they're saying that a 30-second ad is going to be $6 million to start, right? That is as inventory is full, and then obviously as you get closer, whatever ads are remaining, the price of poker goes up. Same thing here as you're talking about college football. The more interest, the more big cities that get involved. We talk about that with baseball all the time, right? Getting into September and having teams still vying for a second wild card spot. It's good for business, good for ratings on all of your baseball preview and review shows and for the games themselves. And college football had a huge week one, but I don't want people to get it twisted. Are people excited it's back? Absolutely. Will that continue somewhat, right? As we talked about, the 36% boost expected for betting, sure. The trickle-down effect is you're also betting on college now, which means that you're probably going to at least have a cursory look at a lot more games maybe than you would in years past. Does it mean you're sitting down there for 3+ hours? No. No, folks have to remember that about, you know, when you're placing bets on stuff, you don't necessarily actually watch it, because the folks that are running numbers are doing just that. They're running the numbers. That's all they care about. They're running the numbers, whether it be, you know, a college game, a pro game, of any sport. And so when we get down to it, as the NCAA has all these changes afoot, your point, 20 of 28 slots to those four schools, you know, domination is great, but we need other teams to potentially be there playing out the any given Saturday, Sunday, or Monday kind of situation to give you a chance, right? And right now that would mean that a Notre Dame would get in. And in Iowa, say what you will, they travel. They bring money. Iowa goes everywhere. Penn State goes. There's a number of schools where you start thinking about, all right, if you expand the playoff, what do you got? You got a loyal group of fans and the student body that are going to find their way into those stadiums to make it another raucous atmosphere like we saw across the country this past week. So, yeah, follow the money. There's interest, and then that trickles down to more and more ad buys and excitement through November, right? Because next week, even for all the gains that college football had this week, what happens? Yeah, you pay attention, but all right, if you got to make family commitments and all, what are you doing? Are you choosing your alma mater? Sure, that's 3 hours. But for a whole day, what are you doing? Oh, I got my fantasy games. I got my buddies. I got whatever else. You know, the NFL, I think, on a per-day viewing amount of time spent probably dwarfs college football.
Hmm. I'll tell you, and the other part of it is this, Mike. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. The other part is this. The argument of, oh, it's too big of a change for college football for the playoff, right? That's the big one. It's too big. Do we need all those teams? Do we need that change? It's unnecessary. I don't know that we need it, right? That's the big pushback that it's always been from the different factions, whether it's commissioners or whether it's conference commissioners or not making these decisions. We don't need it. It's too much. It's watered down. It doesn't matter. You get all these answers. Hang on. Time out a second. don't you see there are seismic changes every 5 minutes in college football?
Yeah.
Look at what NIL has done. This is just in the last month. You're talking about players who come in now as millionaires because they're coming because of this, because you've screwed up college football. So many things are happening in the sport.
The Alliance.
You're talking about, yes, you're getting to a power SEC, ACC type alliance that is coming where they're going to pluck the teams they want to from the, they'll pluck Florida State and say, we're fine. Then you got the Big Ten, Pac-12 alliance. The sport changes every 5 minutes. But suddenly, they have decided that the playoff is what's most sacred. No, not the fact that now anybody who walks into Alabama is going to be making over $1 million as a starting quarterback. No, that's not a big... But boy, we let more teams in the playoff. That's really going to be the downfall of college football. I mean, they don't... It's like they don't see what the real thing is that's hurting the sport. Is that all these decisions they have made in the past few years to control money, to control flow, the power broker doing things very selfishly for them, whether it's a conference, it's different conferences, or like I said, power brokers. They don't see that that's what has hurt the sport, and that's why all these different branches are starting to break off the college football tree. Here's NIL. Here go these conferences who want to realign together. But the playoff, really? Somehow they all get together on the playoff and say, no, we don't want to expand it because we don't think it's a good idea. All these other things are going on to college football. But the playoff, the one thing that would be that all teams would want, that all fans would want, that would mean more money and more everything for college. Well, no, that's what we're saying no to. I scratch my head and I walk away sometimes and go, this is why college football is where it is right now. Because they don't see something that they can make this decision just like everything else is going on. But no, here's where we're drawing the line.
Well, you want to hold on to something. And even if it is a short-term departure from the old BCS, which based on the... convergence of these super conferences to come, doesn't it feel like we'd end up back there on some level? It's like your champion over here, your champion over there. It's like, but you know, the AFL and NFL getting together for those first two games before it became a Super Bowl. It's just the idea that you're trying to figure out how to hold on to whatever power administrative that you have and the rules that have been in place that are now being torn up and rewritten by all of these rulings when the Supreme Court gets involved and everything else, where you're trying to make sure that schools are staffing properly to help administrate these NIL deals to protect the kids, right? Because it's supposed to be about the children. So you've got to do something on the administrative side at each university to try to help with that process. So when you add it all up, what do you have to hold near and dear? Your playoffs. That's your cash cow. That's your end of the season payoff for all of the ills, all of the targeting penalties, and all of the angry letters about the different pieces of television coverage and refereeing that people don't like.
All these things that have made college football a mess. Oh, but expanding the play. Now you've gone too far. Oh, I've gone too far now. Okay, I got it. All right.
No, but that's just it.
Sorry. I'm being silly. I'm being silly right now.
And folks, and we've gotten some feedback on Twitter, and I appreciate you guys jumping in. You just say cash grabs? Like, well, yeah. It is a business after all. You may not like it. You may want to go to the sanctity of the amateur status in college football. That went out the door a long time ago, guys. Now it's a matter of how do you continue to expand and better your product and the universities themselves. What do you need? More cash. Keep the revenues flowing. And the football playoffs, as it stands right now, they do it. But what if you win a little bit more? You say there's no chance they win? No. Again, anything can happen. An injury here, as we're in the age of COVID, you have no idea availability. Strange things happen, man. I don't wish it on anybody, but reality is very much that. And you know, you can do the whole Al Pacino speech, but the reality is you can go out and on any given day, you can find it. Look, the Jaguars are going to win a couple of games. The Houston Texans are going to win a couple of games. Syracuse won a game. I mean, come on.
We're the best team in the ACC. Everybody else has problems. We have none.
Hey,
everybody else
has problems. Top 15 schools all lost.
They all got problems. If the season ended today, Syracuse is in the playoff as the best team in the ACC.
Look at you.
Twitter at Al Battafresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Running your own business requires a lot of running around, from bookkeeping to client meetings. You run it all. By the time you need to hire, you've run out of energy. Luckily, with Indeed Instant Match, you immediately receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description the moment you sponsor a job. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the other job sites combined. Hiring can finally run smoothly with Indeed. To learn more, visit Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Well, coming up next, I'll tell you, we're solving college football's problems one step at a time. What to expect the next 3 weeks as the pennant races in Major League Baseball come down to it. Oh, a very special guest to break it all down with us coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, you're listening to Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
True.
We are coming down to it in Major League Baseball. This is where winning happens. The Mets have started to win again. Is it going to be enough? Joining us now on the hotline, MLB Network, insider extraordinaire, Fox Sports Radio. You can follow him on Twitter, at John Morosi. That is at John Morosi. John Paul Morosi, what's happening, my man? How are you?
I am outstanding, my friends. Good evening from the great city of Cooperstown, New York. We've got a great induction ceremony on tap tomorrow on MLB Network. I'm honored to be here for that. And, yes, while I'm here at the soul of baseball, I am still keeping tabs on the remainder of the baseball news around the globe. And congratulations to the Mets, to your point, on some better play of late, a 9-4 win over the Marlins. And Jacob DeGrom's elbow seems sound, so perhaps he'll get a boost from him before the season is over.
Did that did that whole statement make any damn sense?
Basically, what to paraphrase what Brian Wilson once said when asked, this is the former Giants closer, when asked about an injury that that he had, he said, quote, "It's there, it's attached, it says hi." So basically, Jacob DeGrom could have just said in a statement, "My elbow is there, it's attached, it says hi." That would have been roughly as illuminating as the information that actually was disseminated through the proper channels.
You know, here's what I keep going back to. You gave that comparison. I'm thinking of the Homer Simpson philosophy of, if we ignore it, it will just get better on its own. And that's kind of what the Mets did. We didn't do anything to it? Nope. Did it get better on its own? Yes, how we solve our problems, see? Ignoring problems sometimes solves them. That's how it works.
Right, exactly. Quote, "At this point, the sprain has resolved itself. The elbow is perfectly intact." I mean, I would say this. If the elbow was not intact, I don't think anybody was actually concerned about the elbow being intact. I suppose the ligament was part of the question, but the elbow itself, my goodness, if that was not intact, we would have a different story entirely. But I think that you're right. There was maybe some awkward wording in the statement, to say the very least. But I do think that it was a more hopeful statement than one could have imagined. And by the way, ever since Javier Baez threw the thumbs down to the Mets fans, his performance has been thumbs up. So I don't know what happened there. I don't know about a lot of things that have happened with the Mets in the last 14 months or so. But my goodness, a lot of intrigue there in Flushing, and they're actually playing some pretty good baseball.
Well, we can nerd it all out by just comparing it to Harry Potter. One spell has the elbow repaired instead of all gelatinous.
Elbow reparo.
Yeah, the other, somehow they're playing and they're all galvanized and it all works well. The other New York team loses Garrett Cole, hamstring injury, exiting in a loss, saying no MRI. But, you know, how key is he to the stretch run for the Yankees as they battle it out for a postseason position?
Well, all of a sudden, the AL wildcard race has become really interesting. About 10 days ago or so, we were saying a lot that, okay, it's going to clearly be Yankees, Red Sox in the AL wildcard game, and how much fun is that going to be? Well, I'm not so sure anymore, because as of this moment, the Blue Jays have won 6 straight. They have now tied the Red Sox in the loss column. Now, they've got still some work to do. The Red Sox have, or the Blue Jays rather, have 4 games in hand, so they have to, I suppose, win all of them to eventually pull even. But this is a very interesting circumstance, and now the Yankees have lost 4 straight. They have lost Garrett Cole for an unclear amount of time, or maybe he'll be able to make his next regularly scheduled start. We don't know the specifics there, but clearly if it's bad enough to walk off the mound in a game and in a series, I guess one of the teams that's chasing you in the AL wildcard picture, it's got to be somewhat concerning for the Yankees and their fans. And meanwhile, we had said, or thereabouts, that Garrett Cole was among the front runners for the AL Cy Young. Well, you're going to miss some time, and if Lance Lynn is already on the IL, could Robbie Ray of the Blue Jays, the surging, streaking Blue Jays, actually now be the front runner to win the AL Cy Young? So we've got a lot of things happening right now, but I would say the Yankees just have not gotten the production that they expected to get out of Joey Gallo. It's on the offensive side of things. It has not added up the way they expected to at the deadline. So as a consequence, a very, very close race and some interesting September drama to come.
Now, JP, you are at Cooperstown getting ready for the induction ceremonies tomorrow. How many of Derek Jeter's exes have you run into in the past 24 hours?
I do not know enough about anyone's social life to be able to appropriately qualify that statement. So I would say zero. Zero would be my answer.
Come on.
Wait a minute, JP.
Come on,
like,
now.
I mean, like if Scarlett Johansson or Minka Kelly or Jordana Brewster, and any of them came up, you wouldn't know who they are? Jessica Alba, none of them, you wouldn't know any of them?
I would recognize the actresses that you mentioned, but when, in fairness, isn't now I'm a little behind. Okay, I'll preface this by saying I've seen approximately one movie, give or take, in the last like 5 years, and that is like a pre-COVID development. I watch as many movies as I watch NFL games. It is a total blind spot for me. I couldn't even tell you. Nothing. I don't even know what the Avengers is about. I got no idea. Although I know this, I've got a rumor. I've heard, I think it's a solid rumor, that Scarlett Johansson is dating one of my old college classmates. Is that true?
She's married with a new baby.
Yes. So a little bit ahead of where you think she is, yes.
Right, okay. So that's one of my old college classmates. I understand that they were dating, and apparently now they have a child. So congratulations to them.
Wait. Who are you thinking of? Because I want to make sure you know it's the right person.
Kyle Jost, right?
Yes, correct. Yes, you are correct.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, yeah, no, very good. No, you were correct there. I didn't want you to say that. Oh no, that was like three. That was like three boyfriends ago.
No. My understanding, that they are dating, and that's congratulations to both of them. See, you guys, you have informed me on pop culture and the NFL. This is where I go. We have got a great relationship. I come on the show. I boost Jason's confidence in the Mets. I tell Michael true facts about the White Sox. We talk a little Michigan football. Big game coming up on Saturday. Uh-huh. I break down the AL Cy Young race. And then you guys educate me on movies and the National Football League. That's basically how these conversations typically go.
Yes, I really thought you'd come on saying, hey, JP, how you doing? Well, you know, losing Ronnie Bell, big blow for Michigan. We got to get back at that this week. I thought that's where you're going to start.
I'm a little concerned. Now, I know a little bit about – I would say this about college football. I know just enough to be a little bit dangerous on this one. So that's what I've got on college football. I know just enough about a handful of teams – to be able to have a coherent conversation about the Big Ten. If you get me outside the Big Ten, I'm swimming into pretty deep water and I'm struggling. But if you keep me in about a 70, 80 mile radius around from where I live, I'm doing okay.
Well, that's good. No, you gotta keep it local, and then you can expand bit by bit as the season progresses.
And Juwan Howard, by the way, has brought in the number one recruiting class in college basketball. That I know. I know. And right. Michigan State apparently was going to bring in Amani Bates, but that was like three commitments ago. I don't know where he's going anymore. Memphis, did I hear? Is that where he's going?
Yes.
I think so.
See, you're up on these things, JP. You know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. I try to, again, on most things in life, I know just enough to be dangerous. That's basically where I'm at.
That's not a bad way to be. A little bit of knowledge about a lot of things. Jean-Paul Morosi with us live from Cooperstown. MLB Network joins us each and every week on the program. At John Morosi. Leave out the H. Hi, Mom. JonMorosi. So, Jeter going in, the excitement, right? Near unanimous and all of that fun stuff. Midweek, people are back in school. What's the atmosphere like there? I still got to imagine a lot of folks playing hooky.
It's a great question. And obviously, it's a home game, certainly for Derek. I mean, it's in New York, upstate New York, close to where he was born in New Jersey, of course, close to where he became a legend in the Bronx. And by the way, I still say this, and we can measure Jeter's career in any number of ways. He plays more than 2,700 games for the Yankees, only four of which happened after they were knocked out of the playoffs. So he played four games after they were eliminated from any competition from a divisional standpoint or a wild card standpoint. Four games in 20 years. That's a pretty good career. In fact, that's an all-time career. So because of that, I've seen a lot of number two jerseys all around town. You definitely get a sense that it's a Yankee-centric celebration. But to your point, Mike, we're dealing with the headwinds of a pandemic and of school being back in session, and it's during the week. So there's a lot of things that would suggest it's maybe not going to be as large of a crowd as we've seen in the past. But let's hope that we've got good weather and that the great people in New York and the Northeast drive here and can make that spur-of-the-moment trip, because it's going to be a glorious day. And I can't wait to hear Derek's speech. I think it's going to be a great one. It's going to be heartfelt. He's always been a very sincere person, and I'm thrilled to hear his speech. Ted Simmons is a really interesting speaker as well. Larry Walker, Donald Fear speaking about Marvin Miller. So it's going to be a great day. And as long as it doesn't rain, I'm going to be a very happy man, and then I'll come back to the little hotel where I'm staying here, and I'll start studying some NFL stuff for our next conversation to make sure I'm up to date on that.
All right, good. Now before we let you go, I got to say this. If you get to see Donald Fear tomorrow, get to talk to him. Do you normally talk to him, get the chance to say hi to him and different
sometimes,
things?
Sometimes, yeah. There's a little bit of conversation here and there. I try to whatever guidelines I'm given, I shall follow.
All right, so now I need you to do something for me, because I've needed to thank him for something for 25 years.
Okay, go ahead.
So All-Star, or not 25, but close to it. All-Star game in Cleveland, 1997. Right, I was there covering it for Fox first time around. I was a young kid, you know, out of college. I'm getting to cover it for Fox. It's awesome. And we went to the Flats, which was the big party area in downtown Cleveland, for a big all-star party. So we go down, and the parking lot is absolutely full. We're going, oh, my God, there's no place to park. It's, you know, I'm in a new city. It's not knowing where anything is. I'm like, oh, my God. And I can't find a parking spot. And I'm going, and I'm really bummed. And all of a sudden, I hear this voice from outside my car door going, hey, kid, follow me. I'm leaving. And I said, oh, okay, great, thanks. So I follow this guy. I just see the back of him. He's walking. I'm following him. He gets to his car. He turns away to us, and it was Donald Fear. And I said, oh, thanks, Mr. Fear. Appreciate it. He pulled out. He gave me his parking spot. So tell him Jason Smith says thank you for giving him parking spot in Cleveland
in 1997. That's funny because I did see him briefly today, and he said, hey, JP, how's it going? He said, yeah, I'm doing good. I'm going to be on Jason Smith's show later on today. He said, You'll never believe this, but it was a transformative moment in my life. I was driving, I was walking to my car in Cleveland at the All-Star game, and there was this kid who was covering it for Fox, and he said, hey, can I park here? And I said, sure, go ahead. I mean, he's like that Jason Smith is a great guy. True story, as you told me today.
Transformative moment in my life. I like that.
Moment in
transformative
my life.
It helped all future negotiations right there.
Yeah.
Negotiating a parking spot into big deals with the Players Association.
He said that I saw when Jason Smith was walking up to me, there was a sign. He was actually walking. He was walking, and there was a sign behind him. It said it was like a business called Revenue and Sharing Incorporated, and his head was blocking the "and," so it just said Revenue Sharing. And I said, "That's it, labor peace. Revenue sharing is the key." And we've had labor peace in baseball ever since. True story. Oh,
that's like a Doc Brown Back to the Future way. It came up with the flux capacitor the same way.
The flux capacitor. I tried to show part of Back to the Future to my daughters, and it just, they're young. They just didn't get it. The whole thing, like, where'd the car go? So it went back to 1955.
That's where it went.
Like that makes no sense. I was like, yeah, it's not supposed to make sense. Just go with it, okay? Just go with it.
But where'd the car go, Dad?
Yeah, they're in Chisholm, Minnesota, 1972. They don't understand that. It's like, guys, you just got to kind of go with it, okay? Just
then you started ripping all the stuff they watch.
Right.
Like, did you believe this?
I just said, okay, just turn it off. Just we'll put the Paw Patrol back on, and Marshall's going to save the day. It's all going to be good. Don't worry about it.
He's on Twitter, at John Morosi. That is at John Morosi. Hey, maybe pay it forward tomorrow, JP. Give a young, up-and-coming person your parking spot if you can, and pay it forward.
I will.
All right, very nice.
I'll do you one better. I'm just going to walk. I'm just going to walk because Cooperstown is the size of my hometown. You can get around it on foot. It's awesome.
Such a great place.
I love it.
I miss it. I need to get back up there. All the little shops, all the baseball card shops. Oh, it's a beautiful thing.
It's so charming, and you'll enjoy. Everything about it is just as you imagine it on the postcards.
All right. Take it easy, buddy. Enjoy. Have fun.
I love you guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
See you, buddy. Peace of love, man. There.
Oh, man. I'm telling you,
he's
with Donald Fair, I'm like, oh, thanks, Mr. Fair. He goes, yeah, no problem. All right, it's Donald Fear gave me his parking spot.
I like the fact that he ad-libbed the whole, labor piece thing off of your parking spot.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was pretty good. Ad-lib and improv. Yeah. Good for him. Maybe he's been coming out here and sneaking out, you know, not just hanging out and having breakfast at John O'Groats, but maybe going to some of these improv classes at night, I'll tell you.
Revenue and sharing. Wait, revenue? This gave me a great idea.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Man, Twitch is going to be lit tonight. Ralph Irvin with the double jinx moments ago in his update. Oh, look at the Mariners. We got to talk about the Mariners and their playoff possibilities. Look at what they're doing in the AL West after they traded their closer to a team that was ahead of them. Oh, but they're playing great. And they just lost in 10 innings to the Astros 5-4. Blake Snell's got a perfect game going to the seventh inning. He's only thrown 66 pitches. Oh, things are great. Blake Snell has just lost his perfect game, giving up a hit. So now it's nothing-nothing. Angels batting in the top of the seventh and threatening with a runner at second and one out. But in one fell swoop,
he walked
Ralph Irvin has ruined it.
No hitter intact.
I thought he had a hit. Oh, it's a walk. Oh, so he lost the perfect game. Still has the no-hitter. Oh, okay. Because I can't get the games. I saw the runner at second. I thought he must have walked and stole a base or got there on a ground ball.
I'm going through the play-by-play. I just know it was a walk. And then as soon as that was done, I just kind of shrugged and said, okay, now it's just the ninth no-hitter if he gets it done.
Oh, now it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter.
Who cares now?
No-hitter, it doesn't matter.
No, a walk. And an actual sacrifice has been executed.
What it actually was they had a play at first base that would have been an infield hit. It was ruled an infield hit. They went to replay, and then they said, no, Snell actually tagged the guy out. So that literally changed in the last minute or so.
Oh, and then he walked somebody. So the play.
No, he walked somebody first, so he lost the perfect game.
Right.
Then it looked like he lost the no-hitter, only to get the no-hitter back. And now he's got a chance at a no-hitter. And by me saying that, he's not hitter now.
Oh, okay. So what, this must be like a run-scoring double by Gosselin now that's going to give him the lead?
Sure.
Ralph, that was a pretty good jinx job you did right there, man. That was a pretty good jinx.
I think the Mets are on their way to coming back in the NL East.
I don't think anything could go wrong for the Mets now. Thanks a bunch, Ralph. And I say thanks, and I put that in quotes because there's a bunch of cities that are just going to hate you tonight.
Yep.
That's okay. He's
all right. There he goes. He's all right with it. This is crazy. All right. Now, the Vander Holyfield is fighting this weekend, right? Remember Vander Holyfield stepping in for Oscar De La Hoya, who couldn't fight because he is suffering and tested positive for COVID. Now, Vander, and he's decided, I'm coming in to go fight here to take his place, right? Now, Belfort's 44 years old. He's a former light heavyweight champion. All right. This gets a little bit of juice to it here. Now we find out that calling the fight on a telecast that you can buy, right? You can buy the main telecast that Jim Lampley does, or you can buy this telecast where this fight is going to be called by former President Donald Trump and his son Donald Trump Jr.
Cool.
This they are calling the fight this weekend. You can buy that. You can buy the Trump Jr. call of the fight for $50.
Okay. What's wrong with that?
How much of the fight do you really think they're going to talk about?
Zero.
They're not going to get anything. They're going to be fighting. And
it was a tremendous blow. He's a tremendous competitor. Physical specimens. They both came out. We can go down through it, but hey, why not? You're trying to find different streams and revenues and whatever else. Maybe there's an opportunity here.
I turned on the fight, and they've called. They're interviewing Mitch McConnell. I want to see the fight.
Special ringside guest. What are you talking about? That's an exclusive.
Oh my goodness! I can't imagine what that broadcast is going to be like. I really can't.
Oh, we'll have clips of it on Monday.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Hey, our big NFL preview week show continues with more Big Bowl predictions next.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.